Horror Writers Podcast, episode number 22.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Horror Writers Podcast. It's been a while. I am Jay Thorne, and pretty excited because today is the return of the podcast. And wow, we got a lot going on. It's been a lot that's happened, and we're going to kind of clue you in on what that's been and where we're headed. And when I say we're, it's pretty exciting. Got someone here that's going to take over the podcast. It's going to be the main guy, the head honcho. That is Mr. Zach Bohannon. So I'd like to informally introduce you to Zach and welcome him to the show. And he's going to tell you a little bit about himself in case you don't know who he is. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Excellent. This is fun.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited, you know, especially since you and I met through this show. And, became a fan of your writing and stuff, and looked forward to the show every Sunday when it came on. So I'm pretty excited. So should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. It feels like we've known each other a whole lot longer than we have.
I know, man. It's crazy, but it's just been about not even a year yet. I guess it is a little over a year. Yeah. So because the podcast ended a little bit less than a year ago, or went on hiatus, I guess it would be now. But yeah, man, it's crazy. It seems like. I guess since we have so much in common, it just seems like, you know, we've known each other a lot longer. So it's
yeah. I mean, whether it's books or music, we seem to be sort of running parallel paths.
Yeah, exactly, man. So I'm really glad we're doing this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, it should be fun for sure.
Definitely. So why don't you introduce yourself? Take a few minutes and. Let everyone know who you are and what you do, and so they can kind of get a sense of where we're coming from.
Awesome. I got into writing horror. I'm actually pretty new. As I kind of mentioned, this show was a big influence on me, and you know, I'd kind of known I wanted to start writing and stuff, and started seeking out podcasts, and you know, it was very natural. I was like, oh, I want to write horror, so it was very natural for me to go on iTunes and type in horror writer. And this podcast came up, so I started listening, and I started with the early episodes where it was just you, and then moved on to where, you know, you and Richard had the show and stuff, and so started listening, and I started diving in and writing some short stories and stuff, and ended up writing a book called Empty Bodies, which is a post-apocalyptic zombie story. And that book, you were actually the first person to read it, which was really scary, and saw a very very rough version of that book. But after many edits, that book came out, and kind of caught me by surprise the way it took off. So that came out in January or February, I can't remember at this point. I think it was February. And since then, I have written four more books. I've written two more Empty Bodies books. Empty Bodies 3, Deliverance, actually, as we're recording, it just came out this past Tuesday. But that's going to be, I might have the fourth one out by the time this actually airs. And the third book's doing very well right now, being very well received. I love horror all around, so my goal is to be a horror writer, and not just a zombie guy, which a lot of people kind of get stuck in. So I also have a like slasher thriller that's kind of a homage to the old, campy slasher stuff called The Witness, and I have a supernatural suspense novel called Lines of the Devil out, actually Jay and I are in the process right now of working on a book, which. I'm about 15,000 words into, a little over that. So we'll be putting a book out hopefully by the end of the year. That's me. Like I said, I'm pretty much mainly known for the Empty Body stuff. It's been a fun ride, and really glad to jump on here and do this podcast with you. You know, like I said, coming from a fan and then being on here, it's kind of cool. So
Well, and you're being kind of modest about it, but Empty Bodies came out of the gate hard, and and you moved some numbers that definitely raised some eyebrows. So congratulations to you, man. It's so cool to see, to sort of watch that, you know, to kind of see you as a listener on the show, and now to see you as prolific as you are. It's really cool.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. It's been a ton of fun. I mean, I think it's the right thing at the right time. I didn't even really want to do a zombie book. I've said that a lot, and it just kind of happened. I just had an idea spark from something that happened at my day job. I work in a 50,000 square foot warehouse, and I was just like, oh, what if zombies invaded this place? And it just kind of grew from there. And it's dumb luck. I mean, it really was. But it's been a lot of fun. Glad that I'm able to just, you know, keep going. Built a pretty good readership. Made a lot of friends along the way. So it's been a crazy year. So
yeah, definitely. And it's not anywhere near over yet.
No, still, you know, hopefully I have a few more books out by the end of the year. So hopefully at least two. That's the plan, is at least two. Empty Bodies 4 and then our book. So
yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, so you want to talk about, I guess, the new direction of the show a little bit? You want me to dive into that some?
Yeah, why don't you I'll tell you what, let me back up for a second, sort of okay. Explain why we're here, and then maybe you could sort of, you know, tell people where we're headed.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, where we last left the show was the Pet Cemetery episode Richard and I did back in December of last year. So it's been a while. And as we posted on the site and have mentioned numerous times, there's no drama or juicy backstory about what happened. Richard and I just got to the point where we were like, we didn't know where else to go with the show. We were kind of stretching. We didn't just want to sit and riff at each other for 60 minutes. That would be a blast for us, but we didn't think that would be so much fun for the listeners. And we also basically said we didn't want to be the writing guys. We said that because we're fiction writers mostly, and that's what we enjoy doing most of the time. The other reason is there's so much good stuff out there. I mean, if you look around, you know, the SPP guys, the Sell More Book Show, the Rocking Self-Publishing Podcast, the Self-Publishing Roundtable, Joanna Penn's podcast. I mean, there are so many good resources out there already that it would have been unnecessary. And so Richard and I just said, you know what, let's just leave it and we'll decide and what we want to do. We didn't officially end the show. We just basically said, okay, let's just walk away for a while and see what happens. And we had further conversations, and neither of us felt really sort of driven to do anything with it. So we left it that way. And when you and I started talking, Zach, and I had mentioned, like, you know, we got this Horror Writers Podcast sitting there. We sort of have an audience. I think people are still paying attention. Our subscription numbers continued to go up, even though we weren't producing content, which was kind of an interesting observation. So I said to Zach, you know, do you want it? You know, like, do you want to sort of take it over, take creative control, rebrand it, kind of do it in a new way? And I would still be involved, but not sort of the lead the way I was previously. And Zach was pretty excited about that. And so I thought, you know what? The infrastructure's in place. The accounts are all set up. People are listening. Let's just try it. Let's give it a shot. And so Zach is kind of taking it over, and it's going to kind of take over creative direction and stuff. And so Zach, why don't you maybe now talk about sort of where we're going to take this thing?
So it was a few months back when I had mentioned, when you and I had the first conversation about this, and originally it was going to stay as a podcast for writers. I was looking for a co-host, and one person I reached out to was our mutual friend, Dan Patavona. And who you actually, during this time, this hiatus, you guys wrote a book together.
That's right.
Called Shadow Witch, which is awesome.
Thanks.
And so I reached out to him, and he, you know, said, you know, I want to keep writing. Basically he didn't really want to put time into doing a podcast. And at the bottom of that email, he said to me, he was like, P.S., you know, you're on a roll, don't get distracted with other things. My recommendation. So I don't think he realizes how much that had an impact on me. And at that time, I was just like, oh, he is totally right. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and not get distracted. So I put it aside. I was like, I'm just not even going to mess with it. So Jay and I, as I mentioned, he and I are in the process of writing a book together right now. And during that process, it kind of, this came up again. And we started talking and we had a story meeting. And before that, we started talking back and forth. And we decided that we actually wanted to pick up the reins and do this show again and take it in a little bit different direction. We are planning on doing shorter shows. We're planning on keeping this, hopefully right around 20 minutes. We're moving into a world, or we're already in a world where it's very fast paced, you know, people's attention spans are already kind of, you know, going to the wayside with the way things are. So we just see a space for, you know, this type of show. So the shows are going to be about 20 minutes long. And we are going to be, my favorite, I love the Horror Writers podcast episodes where you guys talked about craft and talked about everything. But, when I went back and would listen to shows again, for some reason, I loved listening to, like, the one where you guys talked about your favorite classic horror movies, or the Pet Sematary episode. Those episodes I really thought were a lot of fun. Because as you mentioned, I mean, you know, there's so many other great podcasts out there for writers, and I listened to all those. So, but see, those episodes you guys were doing were offering something different. So that's kind of the direction we're taking the show. We just want to, you know, Jay and I love horror. We love heavy metal music, and stuff. And we just want to basically talk about everything related to horror. So we're going to have a mix of topical episodes. We're going to have guests on. We have a bunch of friends who are horror writers. We're going to bring them on, talk about some of their stuff. We are going to do some top three type things, kind of like when you guys did the classic movies. We'll do some top three lists. We'll jab back and forth, and probably have some good debates, similar to how we do on your Dark Arts Theater top threes. One other thing we're going to do is kind of inspired by the Pet Sematary episode. Is we're going to do a book club. We're going to do Horror Writers Podcast Book Club, which actually one of the ideas I tossed around when I wanted to do a podcast was doing a horror book club podcast. But I didn't know how that would really work out, and I don't read that fast. So it didn't really pan out. So we'll be doing a Horror Writers Book Club. We'll do one of those episodes probably every month, I believe. Roughly every 4 to 6 weeks or so. I'll go ahead and announce right now, we'll be recording the first one on November 1st is when we'll actually be recording it to air on November 8th. And the first book we're going to read, I have it right here, is, if I can get it in the camera, maybe. Let me move my mic. Is A Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay. This book has gotten a lot of attention this year, and it's supposed to be awesome. So we're going to read A Head Full of Ghosts. So if you want to join us on that, just make sure you have it read before November 1st. I know, man, Joe Hart has been all on this book. He's been posting all kinds of stuff about it on Twitter. Maybe we can bug him about coming back on and talking about it with us, like he did with Pet Sematary, because I know he's been real on this book, and a lot of people have. Paul Tremblay actually got a tweet from Stephen King, so who had read it. So, so I'm sure it's awesome. So, so that's generally, what we're going to be doing, So it should be a lot of fun. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we have a new website to go along with it, so you'll be able to leave comments and have conversations with us and with others. There'll be a contact form there. So if you want to send in questions or comments about the book club, you'll be able to do that. There'll be full RSS feeds. We're going to be in the same place as we were before. So we'll have the video feed up on YouTube in the Horror Writers Podcast account. And we'll also have the audio version pushed out over the usual channels, iTunes, you know, Stitcher, etc. So it will be in all the same places we were before.
Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be I think this is going to be a lot of fun, Jay. So I really appreciate you, you know, working this into your busy schedule. If you guys don't know, part of what Jay's been doing within this last year, and maybe you can talk about this for just a second, is he's been doing a really cool thing called Dark Arts Theater. I was actually on a couple episodes. It was a lot of fun. Why don't you talk about that for just a second, man? Because it's really cool. And it's, yeah, I think these people would love it.
It's darkartstheater.com, and it's as simple as horror and heavy metal. That's what it comes down to. Everything on there is dedicated to fans of horror and heavy metal. Zach and I both recognize there's quite an audience there. It's a small sliver of the full audience. But we don't really care about the mainstream anyways, but there seems to be a really dedicated fan base of people who love horror and heavy metal together, and all you have to do is look at Iron Maiden, and there's countless examples. So I decided to create this. I call it a video magazine. So it's a video on YouTube, but there's also an audio feed for you people who love podcasts and just want to listen to it. And it's a combination of a number of things. I had Simon Whistler narrated The Raven, and I did a little sort of audio visual reading of that. Great interviews. I got Andy Weir from The Martian. His movie's coming out soon. Awesome. The new release Scott film. You know, Zach, I've had some of my friends on to talk about music. So Zach was on. Dan Patavona was on talking about music. I had David Wright was on talking about movies. So there's a bunch of great stuff. I'm now in production for volume 2. And that's really shaping up to be interesting. I don't want to speak too soon about some of the people who are coming on because I haven't gotten recorded yet. But once I do, I'll let you know. It's some really, really exciting people in the horror heavy metal space, and it's been a lot of fun. It takes a lot of time. I started working on this in December 2014, and got the first volume out in mid June. But thing is always the most challenging, takes the longest. So yeah, volume 2 will be out a whole lot faster, hopefully by the end of the year. And then also, while I've been working on that, I was really, really honored. J.R. Rain asked me to open up his Kindle Worlds with Vampire Apocalypse. So his Samantha Moon Kindle Worlds is now open, and that book came out in July. It's a novella. Back in the spring, Dan and I released Shadow Witch. And then for the rest of 2015, I have a number of collaborations in the work. So Zach and I are writing a book. I'm just going to start writing a book with Joanna Penn for her JF Penn brand. And Glenn James and I will hopefully have a whole trilogy out by the end of the year. We've been working on a dystopian post-apocalyptic series that I think is going to be really cool. So
nice.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm definitely excited to read your stuff with Glenn and with JF Penn.
Yes. You know. JF yeah. Is a thriller writer.
I'm really excited to see what you guys come up with, because I've definitely I've read her stuff, and you know, she's a great thriller writer, and that's just gonna be interesting to see what you guys come up with. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what's gonna happen. It'll be good though.
Sometimes that makes the best books, though, when you just kind of go and not really know what's going to happen, and then it just, you know, it grows organically. So,
yeah, I mean, we have a pretty good idea of the story we're going to tell. It's it'll be the first time co-writing for her, so there's a little bit of it's different, you know, it's just different, and it takes some time. But I've found it to be a really rewarding experience, and you know, I've had a few things that didn't really pan out. Some people I got together with, and then it didn't really go anywhere, and that's okay. That's all part of the process, but.
Yeah.
When it does happen, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's probably not too many people for her to co-write first with, since you've done it so much, you know, so it'll be, it'll be a good experience for both you guys. And it'll be a great experience for the readers, because you guys are both great writers. So I'm really looking forward to that one for sure.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like we've pretty much given everyone a summary of where we're headed and what we're doing in this reboot. So any final thoughts, closing comments you want to add on this sort of first episode?
just that I'm really excited to be here. And, you know, it's funny how things turn out, you know? I just think this is going to be a lot of fun. We have some great topics, some great guests we've got lined up. So I think that, you know, everyone who liked the show before, we'll love it, hopefully. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm just here to have some fun and, talk some horror. So should be a lot of fun.
I agree, man. I'm really excited about this. You're an energetic guy. You have a lot of ambition, and I love that. And so I'm really excited that you were excited about sort of taking this over and rebranding it and going in a little different direction with it. And I feel very fortunate to be part of that. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and hope all you people out there in listener land stick with us, because we're going to have some fun with this. So.
And if you don't, we will find you and we'll make you listen.
We are horror writers.
Yes, exactly. We will find you and we will make you listen. So.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for our new episode. And make sure you check out the show notes. Do all that stuff you're supposed to do as a podcast listener. You know what it is. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Horror Writers Podcast. If you have any thoughts or questions on today's show, please feel free to leave us a comment. Subscribe on iTunes and on YouTube. If you like us, please leave us a review on iTunes. The Horror Writers Podcast is on the web at thehorrorwriterspodcast.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.